TJ, I stumbled across a letter on Facebook that I could just read the letter on air, but coming from the person who wrote it, I think would be way more impactful. And it, the headline on it is, "We're running out of people." Mm. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, from the Bergen Fire Department, Paul Cummings, Captain Paul Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning, Billy. Good morning, TJ. How are you guys?
We saw your need for help, and I know you're not alone. I know volunteer firefighters are just it's dwindling.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been involved in this. This is going to be my 25th year in August, believe it or not. It's hard to believe how fast time goes, but I've had a really unique perspective at this issue. And Billy might remember years ago, I had a firefighter song.
Yeah.
I toured the nation on the American Firehouse Tour. Did a lot of shows locally, and we noticed the problem then. And I've actually seen it go from the best of times to the worst. When I got in 2001, a month before 9/11, you'll remember the time. You guys, I'm sure you both remember it vividly. Right after 9/11, probably the only times in our life, or the only time in our life where everybody was unified. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to do something more. And you couldn't, I mean, volunteer fire departments had waiting lists. Career departments, you couldn't even take tests. There were so many people taking tests. And over the last 25 years, I've just watched it go. And, you know, we titled the article, "We're Running Out of People," because really it's not a fire service problem. It is a people problem. And the fact is that people are just busier today. I mean, there's so much going on. They're being pulled in a million directions. Time itself has become the most valuable asset we all carry.
What happens if not enough volunteers step up? What happens to a district like Bergen? If you don't have enough people to answer calls, what happens?
The important thing to remember, though, is we are answering the calls. The difference is we're looking outwards. Like, so in Bergen, we'll call Churchville, we'll call Leroy, we'll call Brockport, we'll call Byron, right? And now it's taking maybe two or three, four fire companies to handle what one or two fire companies could have handled 20 years ago.
If somebody wants to volunteer, whether it's Bergen or any of the fire districts that can hear our voice, what should they do? What's their first step?
The first step is to contact the fire department or walk in the door. I always say the hardest part of this whole thing is walking in the door the first time. You walk in, there's a group of people there you don't know. It can be uncomfortable, but I will tell you that once you walk in that door, and if you take it seriously and you commit yourself, you're opening yourself up to a world that you didn't, that didn't exist to you before. I said this last week, you know, they're family to me. When I walk in that door, they're family. And they're more family to me than some of my family, if that makes sense. I'm blood family. If something happens to me, there's 30, 40 people that are going to respond, you know, that are going to come help me that I wouldn't have had otherwise, right?
Yeah.
Like, they'll come if I need a 911, but I'm talking about something that's non-emergency, something I really need a hand with. I've got family members. And I think that's the greatest thing. A lot of people, like, if you just walk through the door, you'll see it right away. Literally, all I ask is just to put some thought into it. I know time is of the essence. I work full time. I coach youth baseball, youth football. My time is, but you always find it. It's not as much of a time commitment. If anybody wants to reach out to me directly, they can. But please just contact the fire department and they'll take it from there.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
TJ, you got in my head last week when you started telling me about those, what are those squishy things?
Oh, Neatos.
When you started telling me about Neatos, now I look every time I'm in a store.
And you don't even
I
want
never
one.
See them. It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Well, first of all, yeah, I talked about them.
They're sold out everywhere.
Yeah, it's just
I've
thing
yet
with,
to see them on a store shelf.
It's a middle schooler thing. They love them.
Yeah.
And so Liam does have one. But I have to, first of all, I think it's been a while since I told every single person who drives a bus, who works in a school, who does anything with kids all day long, how thankful we are for you. Because your kind-heartedness and just looking out for our kids when we can't be with them means the world. My son's bus driver is the sweetest woman on the planet. I'm telling you right now. And I'm trying to call the bus garage. I don't know her name. I haven't really spoken to her. But I'll tell you what, he got off the bus yesterday and he came running in the door. And he was like, "Look at what my bus driver just gave me. Mom, she listens to you all the time." And it was a Neato. It was a square Neato. And I go, "Well, oh my God." He goes, "Yeah, isn't it great? And so, Mom, make sure that you thank her on the air." I go, "Well, what's her name?" "I don't know.
Oh,
it's the bus driver."
The bus
and
driver.
So I, first of all, my son, because he goes to Bishop, has like, it takes him like an hour and a half to 2 hours to get home because there's all these kids to drop off along the way you get to Chi Lai. And he's usually asleep in the back of the bus, the very last seat. She has to, Billy, she has to stop the bus, pull over to the side of the road, get out of her seat, and go wake up my kid.
That's crazy.
And he doesn't wake right up.
Yeah.
And she does it with a smile on her face. I cannot tell you. I would be so frustrated if I had to wake someone's kid up every single day.
Surprised she doesn't have a Nerf gun. And she's like, hey.
Whoops. See, that's probably the idea I would have. Done,
right.
But that was so sweet. I bought this card and then, of course, forgot to send it with him. So I just, you know, to all the bus drivers, I've had great bus drivers. I've been so lucky. All my kids had great bus drivers.
Yeah.
And they're a big part of your kid's life.
And
they
those little moments can be so impactful on a kid.
Because they had a really cruddy day.
Right.
Sometimes being a kid isn't the best thing. You know, you have bad days, just like we do.
Right.
And the fact that you
do middle school things. Tough.
Yeah, it is.
That is the brutalest time because you're changing and you don't know who you are. You're figuring out who you are in the world.
And you're figuring you out while other people are figuring themselves out. And then things collide and it's a little.
Uh-huh. You only hear the bad on the news. It's nice to hear some of the good stuff that happens.
Free cheers for the bus driver.
Hip hip.
Huzzah!
There you go. Well, good morning, everybody. Oh, no. Welcome from the Rochester Planetarium.
Creepy.
Strasbourg Planetarium, the Rochester Museum and Science Center.
Mm-hmm.
To your announcer, Billy Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm gonna run this gag until I get a gig over there.
I know.
As the announcer in the planetarium.
So pushy about it.
Childhood dream. Lindsay, if you're listening. I'm here. I work cheap. You know who else apparently works cheap?
Hmm.
The Artemis astronauts.
What do you mean?
How much do you think they're getting paid to fly further away from the Earth than any human being has ever flown before? Take a wild stab. How much do you think each astronaut's getting?
$300,000.
That would not even be close.
What?
Half of that.
$150,000?
Are you ready for this number? The astronauts that right now are flying back, they're heading back towards Earth, $152,000.
Pummeling back towards Earth, which they'll hit the water Friday evening.
I don't know why
what
I thought they made
job.
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, in order to be an astronaut. Does that not seem low to you?
That it does. It does. Is there something on the side like endorsements or... You know what I mean? Like Wheaties.
I'm willing to
Wheaties
bet.
Wheaties gives them a couple mil.
They probably get money, you know, doing appearances and showing up at different events. And
but as far as like their salary weekly, grossly.
That's their $150,000. That just doesn't seem like a lot. Now, here's the other thing. There's no performance bonus. There is no overtime. What is this, 7 days? They took off, last Thursday or Friday?
Yes.
So they're going to be gone from home for like a full week.
Where no man's gone before.
No hazard pay.
Oh, really?
But because it's a federal job, transportation is covered. I mean, that's kind of
obviously
a gimme, right? Lodging is covered.
Okay.
In this instance, that kind of makes sense because, you know.
And meals. They have their liquefied shrimp or
meals
whatever.
Meals are covered. And they get a $5 stipend each day for incidentals.
$5 stipend.
Per day.
What are they going to buy?
So they're going to get, you know, an extra $35 in the paycheck when they get back.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people, the class of 2025, this was announced last September, they select just 10 candidates. And there's only four people on that capsule. So there's 10 candidates. So there's a bunch of alternates in case somebody gets sick or injured or can't go for whatever reason out of 8,000 people. So that's an acceptance rate of 0.125%.
So
to be an astronaut.
So when you're and I should know this, but seeing that you work here at the Science Center your mind.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
What would you like
Mr.
to know, man?
Mr. Science Center, weird talking dude.
I can answer any questions.
Hey, creepy guy.
Science, yes.
Are they just astronauts all the time? Like, is this what they do full time?
I'm going to say yes.
Creepy dude?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Sort of like if you're a pilot.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to the moon every day.
I mean, if you're a pilot, you don't see pilots like working at Starbucks to cover the bills.
I understand, but pilots fly planes frequently. How often do we go?
Well, you see, TJ, there's a big training program.
Right.
They probably have to study up, and they have to be able to do like somebody has to be the medical person on board. Another person's probably in charge of rebooting the computers that don't work because they're Windows-based and they suck.
Do you know the term, it's not rocket science?
Yes.
Clearly neither of us know.
Exactly.
You are betraying your West Side roots. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Yes, my life has changed. And it only cost me $30. And the only bad part is, I feel like an idiot for not thinking of getting one sooner.
Yeah?
Seriously. I now have a bidet. A bidet, people. So I got on the wrong side of TikTok.
Yeah.
And it was all these Europeans talking about how disgusting Americans are.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're gross and we're full of bacteria and we're just gross, stinky, poopy pants. And I was like, gosh, this makes sense. And do you know how much toilet paper we're going through? And I'm like, I used to blame the girls. Well, the girls don't live there anymore. So I got a bidet. And it's one of the cheaper ones from Amazon that
this
we installed ourselves.
This is like
an add-on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't replace the toilet with a special thing.
No, but I would have no problem doing that. I want one that does, because mine's just a standard like cold water one, whatever. It's you can use it for like 3 seconds and then very little toilet paper and then you're done. And you feel so much cleaner.
You are the second person to try and push bidets on me.
I know.
The guy trip. 2 weeks ago, we're at camp, we're down at the ranch, we're hanging out at the campfire, and we're just listening to music and just talking about stuff, and out of nowhere, my friend's like, guys, I got a bidet.
Yeah.
And we're all like, and he sounds just like you, he's all excited, he's like, you really got to try. And then when you tap into your hot water, it's next level, man. It is totally next level.
It is. Our sink's super close to it, so that's what Steve's like next thing is. I want one that also has like a dryer on it, but whatever. It's gotten to where I love this thing so much that when I have to use the restroom here at any point in the day, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, you heathens.
God.
How do you people survive like this?